It is the June issue of North Bay Biz magazine. It's all about COVID-19 and represented from various aspects. Karen Hart is here. She is the editor of North Bay Biz. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you back and on the KSRO live line with us. Man, oh man, what a job. What a job. I say this to Claudia Vecchio almost every time I see her. She is the president and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism. Claudia.
She's open, my hero.
Open.
No.
Listen,
no,
it's a good day.
Good morning, Pat and Karen, everyone.
It's a great day to have you here because, of course, the hotels and tourist-related items, everything's open. Everything's open as of this morning. And Claudia, which, you know, who is at the helm of tourism here. And the new slogan, or it was new at the time, Sonoma County opens up. Or it's
life opens
life
up.
Opens
life
up.
Opens up.
Life opens
exactly.
up. And just about the time that came out, life closed up. And
right.
so
yeah, boy.
Yeah. So you're in the same boat with really the rest of America and much of the world, Claudia. What do you do to get people back into town safely?
Yeah, boy, that's the $64,000 question, as
yes,
they would
it
say.
Is.
First of all, kind of in regard to the brand, Todd O'Leary, who's our VP of marketing, and I sort of pinch ourselves every time we think of how sort of fortuitous it was that we came, that we have Life Opens Up. I mean, never more is that, you know, more important than
maybe,
now.
Maybe it should be slightly altered to, really, life has opened up. Honest to God.
It's become my personal mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, exclamation point. Yeah, I love that. But you're absolutely right. We are thrilled that you know the time has come for us to allow leisure travel into Sonoma County, that the hotels can start going at full steam, and vacation rentals and our restaurants are opening. So really life is starting to seem somewhat normal, although the protective piece of all of this is critically important for residents and it's important for travelers. We do not want another spike to occur because of this opening up.
So, yeah, nobody wants life closed down again.
Yeah. No, we really, really don't. And nor do our travelers.
Yeah.
Our visitors.
Don't you think, Claudia, that it's going to take consistency on behalf of our businesses moving forward so that tourists don't come in and visit one business who is, respecting the mitigation guidelines and another who's not? There really has to be consistency here for the tourists' sake, too.
Yeah, exactly right. I think those properties that are connected certainly with any kind of a brand like the Hilton brand or the Marriott brand or the Hyatt brand, those we know have really broad breadth protocols in place.
Yeah.
And safety measures. And, you know, the restaurants that are either part of a large ownership group, local ownership group, or part of a brand, again, really strong protocols in place. We just certainly, as you would say, encourage those who are kind of going it on their own, the independents, to enact these same level of safety protocols so everybody feels very comfortable. We live in a social media world, and I really don't want there to be these posts out there about places that aren't following protocols. So I think it's in everybody's best interest that we all enact protocols, we all abide by it. And we can talk about this, enacting a whole safe travels promise that we hope will get our travelers traveling safely. But we are all in this together. Never more has that been true. And we have to get a level playing field, a very high level playing field across all of our sectors.
Very good points, all of them, and really just a corner of the story because obviously there's so much to do. I'm curious, in your conversations with others in other communities that have the same job you do, what is your collective thought about how to proceed?
Well, even though we all are sort of doing the same thing, we have very different communities. And, you know, certainly Sonoma County is different from other Bay Area counties, different from, you know, Sedona, Arizona, and other places around the country. Sonoma County is an independent place. And we love that, that there's progressive thinking, that, you know, we challenge and fight the norm, and that's what Sonoma County is. But now is the time really for us to throttle back a little bit on that thinking and really take this global we're in this together approach, so that we are sure that we are safe. That's the most important thing right now. People will come to Sonoma County. They love Sonoma County. You know, we have an extraordinary destination, but it's time for us to kind of put aside some of that independence and try and be more collective in a safety standpoint.
Claudia, how's the business corporate events part of this?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
And we really have no guidance yet anywhere for that.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of I think if you look at all the phases, that's sort of at the very tail end of every known phase. And so we really, from an event standpoint, I mean, a lot of our hotels they make their revenue on group. And that is going to be the last to come through. And I don't have a good answer for you at this point because we really don't have any guidance yet. So that's still something that we're looking at, and, you know, more to come on that for sure. But that's going to be a tough one.
You know, one of the things that's been so challenging for all of us, including our leadership, including Dr. Mace, et cetera, is trying to answer questions that are unanswerable at this moment. I mean, we have a little bit more information since we started the reopening process, but not that much. And now that we are fully reopened, it's going to take some time before we're able to compute what consumer confidence is translating to in terms of the number of people who go out to eat, who will, you know, come in to visit and things like that. You're not going to have facts and figures for some time yet.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, we as certainly as Americans, we sort of have a tolerance level for crisis, and we have long passed that tolerance level. So, you know, we want to get back to normal. And so we're dealing with the safety and the health protocols. We're also dealing with the way people act and who they are. And so that, from a tourism standpoint, that's a really difficult thing to balance. And so I think we're going to have some starts and stops, but we certainly will look at it. But, you know, there's that sort of reality of who we are as people and where we are in our tolerance, which is long since passed.
Yes, you're
so,
right.
You know, it's all kind of unfolding, and we just need to have patience with ourselves and with those around us and be kind to one another. And, you know, we'll all be smart about this if we go into this now starting today with a really thoughtful, strategic approach, which I hope we take to everything. But you know, again, just watching it and, you know, continuing to be smart as it evolves.
Well, yeah, you just have to, you know, you just have to sort of, you know, rock and roll and try to figure out where you have to lean next, depending on, you know, what the public willingness is at this stage of the game. But and we hope we are saddened already by the businesses who have not been able to join us in this reopening process because they couldn't stick it out financially. And so over the course of the next few months, it's going to require even more patience from those business owners, many of them tourism related, to make sure that they can withstand the next few months when the, you know, the question marks will come back and the outcome will still be iffy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, we're heading in obviously to this summer season, and it's the season when we are, you know, a lot of our businesses make their funds for the entire year. So if summer is challenged, and we know it's going to be, that's going to definitely put enormous pressure on our small businesses. And, you know, we are 85-87% small business, and so it's a critical part of our economy, and we need to be sure we can support them as much as we can. So from a local standpoint, obviously there's always that drive to support our local businesses, so residents get out and go to restaurants and shop at retailers and you know, show some love to the small businesses. But then also for our visitors, you know, we'll certainly help direct them in that way as well.
Absolutely. And again, I do not envy your job, Claudia, one iota, but I certainly wish you luck around it. And we'll have many more conversations in the weeks and months to come about this. But happy opening day anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
congrats.
You.
Yeah, that is Claudia
Karen,
Becchio, President and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism, and Karen Hart. Again, the June issue of North Bay Biz focused on the various aspects of the pandemic and how it is affecting us in Sonoma County, and tourism just a part of that. It's a great issue.
Thank you.
Great issue.
All meant to educate and enlighten.
Indeed.
Like, don't be afraid. Get smart.
Yeah, smart and safety and science first above all of this, for sure. So we have the opportunity to continue it. Karen, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
Happy Father's Day weekend to you.
Ah, same to you, Pat.
Yes. Before we go, there's one thing I wanted to say, because there's been so much conversation on many levels, so much unrest, so much understandable uproar. And I wanted to say that it must be really tough right now to be a good cop. And there are many good cops that we come into contact with on a daily basis. Certainly I do in this job. And I absolutely honor and respect the righteous indignation that is going on about the bad cops. And I want to, you know, just say to the good cops out there, we get you, we feel you, we honor you as well. And it is tough for all of us to go through this, but an understanding and appreciation for what the good cops do from here forward.